This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to cover the waterfront with Hagman & Hagman, father and son duo. From the Northeast Intelligence Report, we're going to cover the waterfront and open the phones up. At the bottom of the third hour, we're going to have John Bound in here to give his review. InfoWars Nightly News reporter and investigative journalist. John Bound will be in here to give us his take on the interview. I've not seen it yet. I am boycotting it. We downloaded it and bought it off Google when they launched it Wednesday to analyze it, and that even felt immoral. They staged a false flag to promote it. That's basically come out, but we'll be looking at that and breaking that down coming up. We'll have open phones with our guests for your questions, your comments. What do you think the big globalist threat is in 2015? Do you think they're bold enough to pull a false flag, even though folks are aware of terrorist false flags? That's just some of the news that's going to be coming up here today. We're also going to look at economics and what it signifies that Japan's in so much trouble with their savings rate turning negative. I'll also look at Congress's backroom pension cutting deal. It's even worse than expected, as the LA Times reports. I didn't get to this before Christmas when I saw it in the news Wednesday, so we're going to get to it today. Fountain Green holds first Christmas light parade for terminally ill girl, and it mentions this poor little six-year-old, quote, dying of a brain disease. And there's never a discussion about why these neurological disorders are exploding in the old and the young, and how they're directly linked to GMOs, vaccines, you name it. 30,000 Christmas cards were sent into this sweet little six-year-old, and they had a big first-ever parade in the town for it. I think that's very sweet and good. It shows how folks will go out of their way over sentimental issues and for children. But they use our love of children to try to restrict the Second Amendment, implying guns hurt children, as if guns cause the problem themselves, not bad people. And imagine if we could get every town upset about the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order enough to send in 30,000 Christmas cards or have parades, just not even demonstrations, but parades to rediscover America. But see, people go out and demonstrate for something that feels good and feels safe and doesn't feel controversial. And it is that innate political correctness where folks will only go out and demonstrate for the love of a six-year-old girl. I think that's the essence of the Christmas spirit. So I salute the people that did it, but they need to engage the bigger issues if we're ever going to have any hope. And look, it's a start. Just 10, 15 years ago, we all remember they were taking down crosses, Christmas trees everywhere. They were telling kids, don't hand out Christmas cards, don't give each other presents at lunch the day before you get out of school. As if free association wasn't okay to begin with. They could have been handing out baseball cards at lunch. It's their free speech. They could have been handing out Hare Krishna pamphlets. It's their free speech. So in a way, it is good to, you know, Merry Christmas, do all this, just to counter the political correctness, even if you weren't a Christian. As if the consumerism is even about Christ. It's a holiday anybody can celebrate in its modern amalgamation. But just imagine on the hardcore issues of GMOs and fluoride in the water, or all these wars they're starting, or just a host of issues, the private Federal Reserve. If we could cover those issues and get the same fervor, our problems would be over in a flash. we're reaching that tipping point. That's why the system's moving in to try to start a civil war beforehand.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the phones up for any questions or comments you have on the wide range of topics we're going to be breaking down today with Doug and Joe Hagman, father and son team, private investigators, HomelandSecurityUS.com, Hagman and Hagman. They have their own popular online vlog that reaches millions. And, of course, they're frequent guests here and on CoastToCoastAM.com. I wanted to get them back on to ask them what they see as the biggest globalist threat, what they expect the New World Order to engage in 2015. They're clearly moving to implode Japan's economy, Russia's economy, the criminal groups that run our nation are on record saying that they're crash the Russian ruble, which will then affect the EU, will then affect Japan. Japan's economy is in free fall right now. Their savings rate is now, well, here's the headline, game over, savings rate turns negative, Japanese economy begins to implode, zero hedge. But about a month ago, it was revealed that Japan's shadow economic advisor is none other than Paul Krugman, we said it was only a matter of time before the Japanese economy implodes, terminally. We didn't have long to wait, and last night, the barrage of Japanese economic data pretty much assured Japan's transition into a failed Keynesian status system. And then they go through breaking it down. In fact, after last night's abysmal Japanese economic data, we doubt even the most lobotomized Keynesian voodoo priest have anything favorable left to say about the system. Not only did core inflation miss expectations and is now clearly in slowdown mode, despite Japan's openly monetizing all gross treasury insurance, not only did industrial production decline 0.6%, missing expectations on an increase and its record first decline in 3 months, with durable goods shipments crashing. Not only did consumer spending plunge for the eighth straight month, dropping 2.5% in November, with real spending on housing in 20% free fall, but the punchline, with nominal and real wages imploding, with total cash wages and overtime pay declined for the first time in 9 months and 20 months, respectively. And they go over it. Now, why does that matter? We're told they've lowered oil prices to get the global economy going. But separately, OPEC and others in the last year made deals for two reasons. Shut down the Russian economy that's based on oil and gas, plunge the ruble, but also shut down burgeoning oil exploration and shale exploration in Canada, the United States, and Mexico, but mainly Canada, the United States. That is the only growing sector. If you look at the fake numbers, there's other growing sectors, but if you look at shadow stats and others, the only growing sector is oil and gas. It is propping up the Texas boom, the Dakotas boom, and so many other areas of the country. It's creating real jobs. And the Saudi princes are on record, even in the last issue of The Economist. It broke down the sheiks versus the wallcatters. And they are lobbying at state and federal level to shut down. Obama has cut the number of permits by close to 40% the last 6 months, won't let people drill. There is a concerted effort to shut Russia off and shut the U.S. off. And they sell it like, yeah, we're getting those Ruskies. Look at their ruble plunge. Yay! Well, that's going to drag Europe and then Japan down. Thanks to fracking, U.S. will pass Saudi Arabia in oil production. Again, that's a report from March. Well, not now with what Obama's doing. So what I'm getting at is there's this rigged global economy. We think as Americans or Chinese or Germans or Russians or Mexicans, Venezuelans, South Africans, but really it's just these big globalist operations. There's Bloomberg. The relentless production of shale oil is breaking OPEC's neck. That's Bloomberg. See? The only reason I show you these headlines is this is not my opinion. This is admitted this is going on. So there's an economic war going on, not between the U.S. and Russia. The U.S. is the muscle being used to destroy Russia economically right now. But that also hurts us. So why is it being done? It's also immoral to try to stop Russia selling its oil and gas. That would drive down prices at a reasonable level and would regionally distribute the energy systems. Instead, they're shutting them off to cause a global recession into depression in some areas, which will cause more global unrest, more global destabilization, which the large central banks use to buy up and consolidate power and control in their own words. So that's why I'm hammering on the Federal Reserve today, the European arm of a private banking cartel inside the U.S., so that people think about the top of the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, and not blacks and whites killing each other, not people randomly shooting cops, not cops thinking of the public as enemies, as we all descend on each other like a bunch of idiots. And I played this clip probably 30 times. I want to play it again. Can we cue up From Russia to Love at the start of the film where they plan to play off? And we'll keep our guests a little bit in the next hour. And this is based on Ian Fleming's real things that happened that the spy chief then put into fiction to get around the classification rules, where there were banking cartels that were offshore, literally on yachts, manipulating different criminal groups and playing the Russians and the U.S. off against each other for economic gain. This is how the real world works. Let's go to the film from the 1960s.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein.
All right, that's enough.
Sit down, number three.
1963, the same year they killed Kennedy. Let's go to Doug and Joe Hagman of Hagman & Hagman, father and son investigators, with all their great sources, a lot of great intel over the years we've gotten from them on what they see coming in the new year. I see economic warfare, maybe false flags to blame domestic groups. They're definitely, I remember you were on with us 2 years ago, and I didn't roll my eyes, Doug, because you'd given me a lot of intel that really turned out to be accurate over the years. But you said from your FBI and Homeland Security sources, they said the Justice Department is going to go to the next level, even though they didn't think they could get it going with the whole Zimmerman thing, that they're going to go to race war and then war on the police, and then that has now happened. Give us the latest intel on what's unfolding.
Alex, thanks for having us on the show again. And, you know, and that very good clip, by the way, from the 1963 movie. The betta fish, the Siamese fighting fish, obviously puff up when they see another male of the species. So this is what's happening here. Perfect correlation of what's happening here. But to cut to the real heart of the matter here, aside from people like Michael Grunewald from Politico saying everything's awesome or reporting everything's awesome, what we're seeing happen here today, I believe, based on our sources, in the larger sense, and then we can, in the macro sense, and then we can burrow it down. But in the macro sense, what we've got is geopolitically, we've got Russia and America at odds, and an economic warfare very similar to what we saw with America and Japan prior to World War II. You had the economic sanctions against Japan, the embargo, and bam, it turned into Pearl Harbor and a hot war. I think that we're seeing that run up right now. The parallels are just indeed incredible to that, to the 1940-41 era time period. And if we keep in mind, Alex, that right now, well, as of 2013, for example, oil, natural gas accounted for 68, almost 70% of Russia's total export revenues for 2013. So what we're doing, essentially, and we've got a three-pronged approach against Russia. We're hitting them economically with the oil and gas glut prices, whatever you want to call it, via Saudi Arabia, the Saudi agenda. You've got the attack on the ruble asymmetrically against Russia, and then you've got the more open and overt warfare, the lines of battle, which include Syria and Ukraine. So we're actually giving them a three-pronged kind of battlefield, which is going on. That's the macro of everything, I believe. So while people are rejoicing over $2.38 a gallon of gas, people have got to understand where that's coming from and why we've got that. Having said all of that, drilling down domestically, you've got the very same globalists who are inking out, and Joe did a lot of research on this, inking out the geopolitical affairs. You've got this very same globalist, and our sources are telling us in person and other means that not only is the domestic situation with respect to race war is going to increase, there will be just a full court press for additional race wars. We saw that happen nearby Ferguson over this last holiday, and I think what's going to happen is more and more you're going to have police being shot at, police being killed. This is going to usher in a new level of draconian laws against the citizens. And by the way, the Sony hack, if I can just reference that too, and I don't want to seem like I'm going all over the place, the Sony hack does figure prominently into this, the cybersecurity.
Stay there. I want to come back and get Joe's take geopolitically and economically with some of the data as well. We will continue straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com is the main site. Backup Mirror, PrisonPlanet.com. And you can also be a subscriber if you want to see the nightly news and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be back straight ahead.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to open the phones up on any question, comment, or topic you'd like to raise for our guest. But undoubtedly, the world is going into a state of artificially created destabilization, so a handful of large financial interests to consolidate power. We have major global government treaties going through right now that Congress isn't even allowed to see. Meanwhile, in the last piece of funding legislation that passed a few weeks ago, pension fund rating laws changed so they can steal private pensions, not just public. Laws changed so they can sign everybody on to unlimited derivatives, bigger than the banker bailout of 2008. Huge things are happening. And then meanwhile, we have the article up on Infowars.com with the video and photos. Black Lives Matter protests smash up Oakland Christmas tree. Vandals say cops should have no time off in violent demonstrations. Another story, spoiled brats complain about Christmas gifts, stupid parents. What's going to happen when a depression hits? I don't think there's a question of if, just when, with all the spoiled brats in this country. That's just some of the stories up on Infowars.com. This is a short segment with Hagman and Hagman. They're with us for about 10, 15 minutes into the next hour, Doug and Joe Hagman. I want to go back, and then I want to get some of the economic data that your son Joe has, because I know he does a lot of the deep research. But, Doug, specifically, you kept harping 2 years ago that their main strategy was race war. We'd caught the Justice Department involved, stirring up some of the riots, smaller riots that happened. They were, of course, upset about the fact they were small. Not to sting people, that'd be bad enough, but to actually get it going. What does Obama and the people he's got running his operation think they're going to do by stirring up race riots in this country? What's the end game of that? Because I know you have some sources in Homeland Security, you said, are really freaked out about this, and this attempt to play the public off against local law enforcement. What is the end game, and how is that going for them?
You know, Alex, from my perspective and from my sources, it's the end game objective here is to, first of all, create the chaos, create the problem, and then, of course, come in with the solution. And the solution is going to be a very large-scale, draconian-style, even a martial law scenario type of thing to really oppress the people and take away our rights.
And that's what you said 2 years ago, and now it's happening.
Well, yes, geographically, in little pockets in around the country. But the people at DHS, according to my DHS source, which is a different one than 2 years ago, got handed off in that respect, is saying, look, you know, they are getting very impatient with respect to the fact that this is not happening fast enough. So they very well might create or exacerbate already existing situations so they can advance this objective. And I know Joe's talked to my sources as well and done his own research to the extent that both of our research does match up. And this is coming, Alex. And as you pointed out many times, this is coming indeed. And it's to divide and conquer from within.
Well, sure. I mean, we've caught the Justice Department stirring it up over and over again with the controlled media. So that's proof right there. But the fact that your sources said this was the plan 2 years ago, and we now see it being executed, I think the good news is that Obama is, I guess, frustrated then that it's not happening on a big enough scale. I guess the public's too smart for that?
Well, yeah, and Joe was talking about this earlier. It's the people, the alternative media right now is really making a difference in terms of the people who are awake, people like you and us and talking to people. It's starting to make a difference, and quite frankly, it's starting to hack off the people that are trying to push forward this agenda. So, you know, now you can throw in the cybersecurity bill on top of this, or, you know, the Sony hack, which will perhaps lead to a cybersecurity bill. Joe's done a lot of research on
this. I want to get your take. We're going to come back and throw it to Joe on the Sony hack and on the economic data on the oil war that's going on with the Saudis, the Russians, and the U.S., but briefly, in the minute we've got before we go to break, any other intel on the civil unrest that the globalists are trying to stir up?
Watch this spring and this summer. That's words directly from my source at DHS. It's going to get very hot in this country if they have their way.
More cops getting executed?
Well, that's a given, and it's going to lead up to a summer of discontent, summer of 1968. Style.
They're looking for a tipping point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Al Gore said 2 years ago we needed an Arab Spring here in America.
Yeah.
Well, he sits in his mansion with armed guards. He wants a bunch of teenagers to go around burning stuff down and shooting cops in the head. I mean, that's what an Arab Spring would be here, folks. With a bunch of stupid leftists running around shooting people. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Something happening here.
Chaos is hanging around. A tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine makes something.
Shooter Jennings 3 years ago produced this record with Stephen King, of all people, about the New World Order globalist police state running man takeover that we're firmly against. We're against the federalization, militarization of police, them being trained to go after constitutionalists, veterans, gun owners, law-abiding citizens. And I wrote the book. I don't say that figuratively. I say that in reality on the police state. I made the films on the police state. That's because I'm against a police state. But being against a police state like North Korea or Mexico does not mean you're against the police. The final ingredient, the final ingredient of a police state is a civil war, a destabilization campaign. More students have now come up missing, being kidnapped. Others have been dug up dead in Mexico. Major capitals in Mexico, state capitals, have fallen. Universities are on fire. That has been orchestrated from without to a great extent. This is a destabilization campaign. It can be done here. The controllers will sit back overseas and watch this unfold. That's why we're trying to expose it. The toll-free number to join us if you've got any questions or comments for our guest on the topics we've raised today, 800-259-9231. First-time callers again, 800-259-9231. On this December 26th, Worldwide Live Edition. I'll also be back this Sunday, Lord willing. Don't want to tempt fate, but I intend to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And please, never forget they're trying to pass SOPA and CISPA again. Never forget they're licking their chops and they want to shut up the people they disagree with. Never forget that we have a chance to beat the globalists. That's why they want to shut us up. So your prayers, your support, spreading the word about the broadcast isn't needed. It's absolutely essential. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. So I salute all of you out there as we accelerate towards 2015. Okay, going back to Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, go ahead, get into the data that you had, Joe. Break that down, and then we're going to start going to some phone calls. I also want you guys to raise any topics that are front and center for you instead of me just asking the questions, so you guys have the floor.
Thanks, Alex. What you said right at the top of the hour when you brought us on was very accurate. You know, they're destabilizing the economies in a way that they destabilize the governments of Syria and Libya. They're destabilizing these countries' economies for a fiscal reconsolidation under the IMF and World Bank to have this global economic rebalancing act that we're seeing here in 2015. And I hope I'm wrong, but I think we will see it in a big way in 2015. A lot of their monetary policy seems to shift towards more extreme monetary policy to tighten certain economies, to loosen other economies like we're seeing with Russia. In an IMF document from 2014 and a World Bank document, both, they talk about the upcoming Russian inflation and how to manage it in a way through fiscal policy that doesn't allow for rampant inflation, but they're going to control it in a way where they're strengthening, they say, the Russian economy and rebalancing it with less government control. And that's what they say here in their International Monetary Fund World Economic Outlook from 2014. And the World Bank has a similar publication from the same month. It's a global economic rebalancing act. And they're getting their pieces in place for what they want to do in the next phase of their initiative.
This amazed me the most. When he brought me these documents and he said, look, everything that's happening right now, it has been laid out and planned by the globalists. And here it is.
That's what's so frustrating. I'm trying to give you guys the floor because you got a lot of key data to get out. But exactly, 95% of what we cover and you cover is just an admission. They just call it good. They go, we're helping Russia when we plunge their ruble. We're helping when we start cutting their exports off. We're helping. It's this sick speech, but they admit it's all being orchestrated. Go ahead.
No, it's just I just want to back him up. When he brought this to me, I looked at it and I thought, well, it's exactly what's happening now, written 2 years ago, telling us exactly what they were going to do. And as you say, it's very frustrating to us when we're looking at this and we're handing this out, this information out, and saying, look, this was planned. This is orchestrated. None of this is coincidence or by accident. This is all orchestrated. And it's economic warfare. And Alex, I don't think people understand how critical and how deadly, potentially deadly, this warfare is. I mean, we could be looking at nukes. Yeah, I mean, at the worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah, here's the headline right now. Russia receives military doctrine, changes it, lists NATO buildup as number one threat. I mean, Russia is starting to go from a very passive role into a very aggressive role right now.
Yeah, President Putin approved this new military doctrine just today, listing NATO and the U.S. As enemies and as security concerns.
So there you go. The Cold War is back on, but now it's hot, and now Russia has announced it's getting ready to deploy its new supersonic nuke-tipped ICBMs.
Exactly. And Alex, when we look at this, Joe and I do, through the prism of Syria, for example, because one of the biggest, and I would say this, everyone keep their eyes still glued on Syria, because that is still the prize here. Syria, the destabilization takeover of Syria, and then ripping Turkey out of NATO and siding with Russia will be the somewhat of the collateral effect of that. So the bottom line here is we're going to see a lot of, what we're seeing is economic warfare right now with some hot wars by proxy. However, when this happens, I do believe the gloves will be off and we're going to see.
That's right. The average person's watching ESPN right now where guys are wearing suits and ties, all real excited about football games. While meanwhile, it's well known that U.S. Special Forces have been forced to be in there, and they're very upset about it, advising the extremists that run the Ukrainian government to attack the Russians. And I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not Russian or Ukrainian, but the West and George Soros have bragged they started it. And in my book, it's not right to come up to somebody's border and start bloodying their nose and then not expecting them to retaliate. How do you guys expect Russia to retaliate in an asymmetrical proxy war way against being encircled and being messed with?
Well, I think it was Wired Magazine who said 2015 would be the year of the hack. And I see this, you know, the Sony hack as a run-up, as a testing, per se, a pilot program to their, what they call the Phantom Menace technique in warfare. And this is what they're going to do, is use proxies to hack. We know that the medical industry is a soft target, as they list it. And we have, you know, a huge push into this e-commerce. We have e-banking now. Everybody does their banking online. And, you know, through economic warfare, they could hack bank accounts. They could hack private, public, government, or under the guise and with government cooperation, make it appear as though they did. Just like we saw with the Sony hack. They're blaming on North Korea. Investigation showed North Korea had nothing to do with it other than possibly being a proxy nation, which was used as a intermediary between who did attack them. And so, you know, what they call the Phantom Menace is kind of like terrorism. You can't point a finger at it. You can't identify an individual, but they get a general idea to make up this false enemy. And this is what they're planning on doing in 2015. And this will push in what you talked about, the cybersecurity bills and the internet security bills. This will strengthen the public's backing of these bills once they realize that their economies, their own bank accounts aren't safe, their health records aren't safe. As we move towards a push on electronic health records, the American people are going to, the more hacks we see, the more the American people are going to push to have these laws implemented, further restricting the freedom of the internet and policing it more.
And you know, Alex, if I can interject one thing, I'll go on record today, right now, by saying this. We saw what they did with the film Innocence of Muslims, using that as the pretext for what happened in Benghazi. The fingerprints of the CIA, and in particular John O'Brien, all over that through proxy companies, NGOs. I'm going to tell you right here, right now, if based on my investigation and research, supplemented by Joe here, I got to tell you, look inward, look at our own intelligence agencies with respect to the Sony hack to pass the Cybersecurity Act and other draconian legislation against the internet and against internet. I guess the internet as a whole, and as Joe said, and look for more soft target attacks or attacks against soft targets in 2015. In particular, the healthcare system that will usher in an entirely new type of arrangement with respect to how
exactly they'll claim Obamacare is not working well because of hacks. You can see how their mindset works. What about physical attacks? They say they're gearing up for patriots to blow stuff up with zero evidence. I mean, I see them in the movies, the culture, priming the public mind for domestic physical attacks, bombs, truck bombs, mass shootings, to be blamed on the globalist opposition, the liberty movement. Any information on that?
Yeah, I mean, we see with what they're trying to do by stirring up racial tensions in different parts of the country, and we talked about how they're trying to reach a tipping point. I think that the American people are going to come together rather than pull each other apart, and they're going to see that their options are far and fewer to get this tipping point reached. So I believe they will pull out as much, you know, we saw with ISIS how when Syria wasn't, the public would not allow the government to strike Syria. And they repackaged the threat into the ISIS threat, threw out a couple of beheading videos, and now we have this huge enemy ISIS that we never see about or hear about unless, you know, they have some kind of propaganda video or a piece of news that is out there. I think they'll just repackage the threat and continue to push until they reach an emergence or a crisis point where they think that they can gain the upper hand and turn it into a full-blown tipping point and into a crisis that they won't allow to go to waste. They're looking for that one incident. That's all they need.
Think Oklahoma City-style operation and to blame the patriot groups and those Second Amendment bitter clingers, if you will.
It's so obvious, though. Now false flag has entered the vernacular of the military, the police, the public. They've got to be scared. Every time they pull a false flag now, our people are there with cameras. We keep catching them. That's why they've moved on to other types of economic and propaganda false flags. But they're licking their chops. They just better be really careful the next one they pull, because we're going to be there day one holding their feet to the fire. Everybody knows who has a motive to blow stuff up and blame the patriots. Everybody knows the whole political structure. Republican leadership and Democratic leadership are against the Liberty Movement because we are the people that know the Federal Reserve is private. We're the people that know where the bodies are buried. We know how stuff works. We know how to tie our shoelaces and wipe our noses. We're nothing special. We just know how real politics works. And it's that knowledge that scares them. Well, that knowledge has now been diversified to where it's in tens of millions of people. And we've got HUMET, or human intelligence, organically operating everywhere. That is basically unstoppable. I don't know what the system thinks they're going to pull, because now every angle we've got covered, every angle where they're countering them day one, and I don't mean my show or your show. I mean, it is frightening how powerful the Liberty Movement is and how it's exponentially growing. That's really got to scare the system.
But you know, Alex, they can actually change history. They can create false news reports. Joe was getting into that, how the plans, the infrastructure is laid for that. Right now we're doing investigations attempting to get documentation, and this is something else, by the way, with respect to Obama, who Obama is, receiving or looking at various documents that once existed, no longer exist. I mean, they can destroy documents, change documents at will. It seems like it's just an amazing thing what's taking place with respect to the...
Well, they're creating a fog of war, a fog of confusion. But at the end of the day, there's no confidence in them. But, Joe, get into specifically, they announced last year, to, quote, counter the Drudge Report and others, they're going to launch intelligence operations domestically for disinfo. But still, I don't see that working. You're right. They can memory hole stuff. They can plant stuff on Facebook or Twitter. They can create fake videos, fake audios, edit things. What specifically are you getting at?
There's a new publication out titled State Actor Threats in 2025. And in this document, they talk about generating false news reports. They talk about computer graphics and how the technology has increased so much over the years that through artificial intelligence and cyber and computer graphics, they'll be able to show U.S. troops committing acts of war or show U.S. leaders or other people saying things that they never said, creating these, you know, fake videos, having the media companies report on them as news, only to later come out and say that they were lies.
There he is, Mad Dog Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 100 men, women, and children in Bakersfield, and they show the footage of Schwarzenegger committing the atrocity when really he tried to stop the atrocity in The Running Man. The Running Man is now here. And again, give folks the name of that U.S. government document you just read.
It is called the State Actors Threats in 2025. State Actor Threats 2025.
And remember, anything they say 2025 is now. They always say it's out there. It's not scare the public.
And that's a seven-year-old document, basically, that's been out there for a long time, that's been buried underneath all kinds of other documentation. It was actually initially submitted in 2007.
Air Force War College, yeah.
Yeah, but reformulated now to the current. So it's interesting. The abstract and the contents have been updated, and I would urge everyone to research that, you know, definitely, because it's really extremely.
I think the bottom line is we are all now in Buck Rogersville. We're now in a science fiction movie.
Oh, yeah.
With the brain uploads and the passive brain scanners and the face scanners and the GMOs and the nanotech and all of it, this is out of control. I mean, the world is out of control, and the government's busy worrying about Christians that own guns who aren't criminals. I mean, that shows you how crazy the elite are, that they're so evil, they're worried about moral people.
Exactly. And I'm not so sure that de Blasio from New York and even Obama and Holder, Obama to a lesser extent, but perhaps Holder and de Blasio expected the blowback that they got with respect to to their policy. So, the objectives always, and Joe and I were talking about this, where the objectives are always the same, the racial warfare, the racial tensions, the divide and conquer from within. I mean, it's always there, but, you know, I think through the alternative media, we are actually pushing toward educating people and getting people a little
and
bit
by
more.
By the way, the Pentagon, Hillary Clinton, the White House, the think tanks all admit that what they call liberty-based, truth-based media is really hurting them. I mean, they admit we're hurting them. So that should be some positive news. But the reason we're hurting them is we're decompartmentalizing these agencies where people are in the agencies. They have part of the info. We're decompartmentalizing from the outside. They're able to see we're telling the truth, which then causes our credibility to go up. Then we start getting fed more intel. The people inside start resisting more. And then that puts the brakes in a peaceful sabotage on the system.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Thank you.
watchman on the wall here alerting the public to the general tyranny. What you do about it is up to you. But I know this, standing up saying no will have an effect overall. It's really just that simple. None of us have to save the world by ourselves. We've all just got to try to get informed and inform others. And we will certainly dial back a lot of this tyranny. Our guest will be with us 20 minutes the next hour. Then we're doing some special reports on the interview and breaking that down. I want to go to Derek, Eleanor, Chris, Bill, Denise, and others. Derek from Wyoming, you're on the air with our guest. What do you have to say?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. Thanks to the Hagman guys. I'll just have to say this is good to be saved. I got saved about 4 years ago. And I think, you know, with this, everything that's going on, it's much easier to share the true gospel of Christ. And, you know, I'm very excited about what's going on. It's not in a good way, I guess, but you know, if we know this history truly, we can paint a geopolitical picture that's so dark, there is only one light. And a lot of these churches are so state run, so counterfeit, and I find them in smaller and smaller places. And men of God, true men of God, are very frustrated, and some of them don't want to look at it, some of these smaller pastors and such, and they know a lot of this is true.
And well, I think you're hitting the nail on the head here. One of our biggest problems is state-run media, state-run churches, the faith-based initiative, things like that. I appreciate your call. Let me get our guest take on that whole agenda to turn the churches into nothing but government mouthpieces.
Absolutely. And this is where both pastors and congregants need to understand that reading, you know, the word themselves, doing the research themselves, whether it's in scripture or in world events, is essential. No one can depend on another person for their information or their learning. And in doing so, we forfeit, you know, so much. So we have to continue to strive to learn on our own. And we can't put that burden on anybody else or expect anybody else to tell us the whole truth. We need to seek ourselves. That's very important.
All right, let's go to another caller here. Bill in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Big fan.
Thank you, brother.
I just wanted to know if you guys have heard about the FBI Memphis division issuing a warning to local police about an ISIS threat to blow up the Memphis, Arkansas bridge spanning the Mississippi River this month.
Yeah, well, actually, we've been following a couple of FBI bulletins. We belong to the National Counterterrorism Officers Association. We get the inside track on various threats. And I got to tell you, the ISIS threat in America, whether it's the Hoover Dam or Las Vegas or New York or Los Angeles, I mean, pick a place, pick a scenario. It's there. It's out there. And it seems like a lot of these are they're issued with less than credible, perhaps, information, and maybe, as they put it, with an overabundance of caution. However, we've seen nothing credible in terms of a serious terrorist type attack. However, the very poor southern border, has let a lot of state actors in, including but not limited to ISIS and others. So, I mean, it's really a multidimensional or a multi-level chess game at play here.
Let's see it this way, in my view. If ISIS is running around taking down countries, killing hundreds of thousands of people, why wouldn't they be attacking us when the border's open and we know they're coming in, unless they're being held on a tight leash by the West that helped get them funded and helped them stand up, helped them get their operations rolling? Doesn't mean they're totally controlled, but they were fed and coddled and, you know, raised like a bucket of rattlesnakes before they were dumped on us. And they have been deployed into the U.S. along with other sleeper groups that will then be activated by criminal groups in the global combine, and the terrorists that will attack us, even when, will never even know the big picture. You agree with that breakdown, Doug?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, I could not have said that better. And that's, I'm sure, Joe, I think you echo
that. I want to get Joe's take on it in 60 seconds. So third hour coming up. We're going to continue with phone calls. Thank you, Bill. Chris, Eleanor, Denise, and many others, your calls straight ahead. We're live on the 26th day of December.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
aging start at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.